And we want to speak now with two people painfully on the front lines of the debate over deporting 11 million undocumented immigrants. We start with Andy Ostroy. In November 2006, his wife, Adrienne Shelley, the actress and writer behind the hit film Waitress, was murdered by a construction worker living in the U.S. illegally. He told police they'd had an argument. He feared Adrienne Shelley would have him deported, so he killed her. He's now been sentenced to prison for 25 years and is scheduled to be deported to his native Ecuador. You'd think Andy, who was left to raise their 2-year-old daughter, would be calling to deport all undocumented immigrants before they commit such crimes. He's not. And he recently wrote an op-ed about it in the New York Times. Andy, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for speaking to us about this, because I'm sure it's still very raw. But, you know, the immediate question is, why not? Why aren't you in the camp that says, yes, my wife was murdered by an undocumented immigrant. He should have been deported. He should never be here. Why not say that?
Well, because it would be an oversimplification of a very complicated situation. I think there's a lot of dangerous rhetoric that has been thrown around in this campaign, particularly by Donald Trump. The scapegoating of immigrants on a wholesale level is just not something I've subscribed to.
Well, you write that Adrienne wasn't killed by an illegal immigrant per se. These are your words, that she was a victim of a depraved killer who happened to be an illegal immigrant. But it sounds like the whole reason that he did kill her was that he was undocumented and he was afraid she'd have him deported. You know, can you really uncouple the terrible murder from his status?
Yes, for a couple of reasons. One, there were no witnesses. So we really, to this day, we don't really know what happened. He also could have just had jail as a fear or getting caught as a fear.
Well, you also say that saying that, subscribing everything that happened to the fact that he was undocumented, dilutes the bigger truth, which is that he didn't have any respect for human life.
Look, the truth is, he was, in my opinion, destined for a life of crime in one way or another, regardless of whether he committed those crimes in America or in Ecuador or anywhere else.
Well, that's the point that Donald Trump and his supporters make, that these people do commit crimes, although he broad brushes. He says 2 million undocumented immigrants have been convicted of crimes. But you point out that, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's actually closer to 176,000.
The facts just don't support his rhetoric. It's designed to toss buckets of red meat and chum to his base. To the contrary, when you do look at statistics and facts, Americans have much more to fear from their fellow Americans than they do from undocumented immigrants.
And your point is, with the statistics, that 176,000 is sort of a drop in the bucket. We're a country of over 300 million. But what do you say to people who also have lost loved ones to undocumented immigrants? Wendy Hartling comes to mind. Her daughter was killed by someone who'd been jailed for attempted murders, and the U.S. couldn't send him back to Haiti, tried to send him back and couldn't because Haiti wouldn't accept him. And she feels it's Congress that's not doing its job.
Well, there's a fair argument to be made that our judicial system doesn't do its job in fully protecting our citizens. We absolutely need better border control. We need immigration reform desperately. We need to deport criminals who are arrested for committing major crimes. I'm a proponent of all of that, but I am not ready to take the leap from that to, and therefore, immigrants are at the heart of the problem.
But have you always seen things this way? I'm wondering if in, you know, maybe your darkest moments, this was a horrific crime. And I'm wondering if, you know, late at night, there hasn't been a, you know, fist-pounding moment of, why was that guy even here?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm human. And, you know, in the period right after, I asked the question why in many ways and frequently. But, you know, we all ask questions and then rationale and logic kick in, hopefully, after a few seconds. And you realize that, no, that's, you know, that is not the answer. I need an answer, but that's not it.
Do people assume things about you, that you're going to be part of the campaign on the other side of this issue?
I have been contacted over the years by the far right wanting to spoon feed me into that debate. I always put it off. I just, you know, I never wanted to be an emotional sidebar for a radio or TV program, because there's something really dangerous happening in our country right now. We have, I think, the biggest, most important election in my lifetime. And I think people who are on the alt-right side of this are not going to be persuaded by me or anybody else. you know, I still believe in America and I still believe in my fellow Americans and I still believe in rational thinking. And I believe that there's a lot of people who are, if they're still a little bit undecided, that they can be persuaded by what's right and wrong. And it's just not right to do and say the things that Donald Trump says.
What kind of reaction have you gotten? This is a vicious political season. And what kind of, I mean, what do you hear?
If you email me, I'll send you a couple of screen grabs of my Twitter account. But, you know, I take the good with the bad, and there's been an awful lot of good. I just hope something, you know, good comes of it from me trying to say, hey, look, if this can happen to me and I can feel this way, then it should be easier for the rest of you. So we'll see.
Andy Astray, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's bring in Wendy Hartling. In June 2015, her beautiful 25-year-old daughter, Casey Chadwick, was killed by a man from Haiti living in this country illegally. But her very sad story is different from Andy's in that this was after the murderer had served time in this country for attempted murder and after Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, tried to deport him three times. But as she discovered, if countries refuse to take criminal immigrants back, those criminals are often released after serving time. Up to 20,000 a year are. Wendy Hartling joins us from WNPR in Hartford, Connecticut. Wendy, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, we're so sorry for your loss. And then this discovery. What did you think when you heard that your daughter's murderer had served time and hadn't been deported?
It was the worst time of my life, especially since this person. Now, I know all of Casey and I were very close, and I was very close to all of her friends. So I know this person was not her close friend, as he claimed.
Well, so this compounds your pain. Now, we know this man who murdered your daughter was sentenced to 60 years in prison this summer for that.
Yes.
But small consolation, I'm sure.
Yes.
So in the investigation that ensued, it was also discovered that ICE could not deport him because Haiti wouldn't accept him, but didn't tell the State Department that Haiti refused to take this man back because they feared that the State Department would only get involved if he was a terrorist. So the ball was potentially dropped there. But, you know, others have said there are so many laws and restrictions tying hands. If countries won't take people back,
if they're not going to take them back, then stop helping these countries. Stop sending them, giving them visas. Stop everything.
Others have said this, this idea of cut aid, cut visas to these countries that won't take these criminal undocumented immigrants back. But there is a bill sitting in the House Judiciary Committee for a year. It would allow the U.S. to continue to detain some immigrants, but it's sitting in committee. Have you wanted to say to them, pass that law?
Yes, I do. It needs to be passed. You know, I belong to this group called the Remembrance Project. It's a very important group. It's non-profit. And I went to Texas to a convention, and it was all angel moms and dads. Every one of us had lost a loved one to an illegal criminal alien. It's a group, the club nobody wants to join.
Yeah, you do not want to be a member. But candidate Donald Trump was there.
Yes.
You support him.
Yes, I do. I do now. And I'm a registered Democrat, have been a Democrat forever. But this time he's got my vote. He has mentioned my daughter twice in two of his rallies. He's done so much with the Remembrance Project that there's no possible way I would vote for anybody else. I have not heard one word from Hillary about any of this.
Well, but as you all know, once people dive into the complicated relationship that the U.S. has with other countries over the issue of immigrants, there's probably little than a Donald Trump can do if people are unwilling to cut visas or change laws so that you could detain more immigrants after they've served time. Right now, by law, you can't.
Casey's killer was let go the day he got out. ICE had him that day, and ICE let him go that day.
But they had to because their hands were tied by the—
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly where we need politicians and everything to concentrate on. They have to concentrate on fixing these laws.
Well, but what do you make of what we just heard from Andy Astray, who, you know, lost his beloved wife? You both have that same pain. But he says if he can find some compassion for immigrants living illegal in the U.S., and he says, you know, most of them are not criminals, not murderers. We can't broad brush here. Then surely others can because of what he's been through.
I understand where he's coming from. I have a feeling of helplessness and hopelessness that nothing's going to happen. But this whole situation with me having my daughter taken from mm-hmm. me mm-hmm. so horribly, it just made me decide I'm going to fight. I'll do whatever I can to help and to ensure that these laws that we have are either made better or enforced better. We were all immigrants at one time or another. So my beef isn't with all immigrants. It's just the ones that come over here and they commit heinous crimes and they maybe go to jail, maybe don't. Maybe they just disappear, yeah. never to be seen of again.
Yeah. Wendy Hartling, again, her daughter Casey Chadwick was killed by an undocumented immigrant that ICE had tried to deport three times. Mm-hmm. Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.